Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for sitting with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Deborah Fine joining us. Deborah is a very interesting person. I like her because she's a lady and she's also an engineer. And that's a combination that makes for a very interesting person. She is the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and our good friend Deborah Fine. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. And as we were talking during the break, you know, I'm just glad you're safe and sound and your family's safe and sound. And my heart goes out to everyone. And can you imagine how grateful we all should be,
yeah,
those of us that own small businesses, that, you know, we have none of that going on, what's going on for these people.
When you think about the... She's talking about all the storms and the flooding that's going on in, along the Mississippi, the storms across the southeast of the last week or so. You know, there are so many there are so many people, and I thank you for reminding us about that, Deborah. There's so many people who not only have lost their homes and their businesses, their customers are gone. Their marketplace is gone. You know, and so you can you want to rebuild. But it's like when Katrina came through, you know, not only did the businesses get wiped out, but the cash flow of the market got wiped out, you know, and it's just,
right,
it's a tough time. But
you know, when you have a bad day, Jim, like if you're just challenged by whatever, then it,
right,
it really gives you energy to not, it's not really a bad day.
Right.
That's, for all of us.
That's exactly right. So as you look out across the economy, as you think about the, you know, coming into the into the summer as we're approaching right now, what do you think small business owners should be focusing on right now?
Well, you know, the toughest thing out there is, although they say that revenues are potentially getting better, if not better, the problem out there is I think what's happening is most of us who have people working for us, and most of us do, we're just getting more out of the people that we've got out there, is that we're too afraid to invest in hiring new people because we're so uncertain. I mean, look what happened this week with the stock market. Wouldn't you have thought, Jim, that it would have gone up even further with the assassination of Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
But it didn't. So I think what's happening is because we're pushing our people to the limits. I really believe that. That I think there's just a couple things we can do, besides, of course, pay them more money. But if, you know, we're hesitant to do that, if we're hesitant to hire more people, we've got to invest in building better relationships with the people that work for us instead of just pushing them to get the most out of them. I mean, I think this is a good time to just to invest 5 minutes in thinking about what can I do with the people that work for me, with the vendors I work with whomever it is that I interact with, to make it a better relationship so that they realize that I value them, right now.
There's no question that for about a year or so, year and a half, throughout the late part of 08 and all of 09 and maybe the very first part of 2010, there's no question that everybody was running on adrenaline. If you had a job, you didn't complain because you were just glad to have your job. If your business was still in operation, you didn't complain if you had to do without, if you had to, you know, get work without being paid, if the owner had to work had to work without taking a paycheck, if everybody deferred their gratification and put up with a lot of stuff, nobody complained because, you know, you were just glad, as you said, to have,
right,
a place to go
to
work.
You were scared too, right?
And there was a lot of fear in the marketplace. Creativity went to heck in a handbasket because nobody's going to be creative when they're afraid of losing their job. And so the economy took a hit during that time. So now what you're saying is that now we're in basically the same kind of an employment scenario, but it's you know, we're breaking out. The economy is not in a recession anymore, even though it sometimes feels like it. So you're saying we need to have a different kind of conversation. We need to quit saying, okay, you know, we got to tough it out for a while. Now we're talking about long-term situation. We got to have a different conversation with these folks, don't we?
I think we do, and I think we have to show that kind of appreciation beyond whatever the financial is right now, so that we not only hold on to these people and in hopes that the economy does break loose real soon, so that they stay with us and don't just jump at the next opportunity, right? But the other thing is we just have to show value. And so the little things that I, you know, whether it's the small talk that you mentioned at the top of the hour or the big talk book that's been released, some little things we can do. You know, people talk about complimenting, for instance, and that's a big difference between schmoozing and complimenting. So, for instance, if I, there's three things people can compliment, Jim. One is someone's appearance, which is a no-go in the workplace. So let's just forget that right now.
So I can't tell you that you look pretty today?
Well, you know, Jim, you can tell me because I just adore you and because, you know, I'm an engineer, so I lived in a male world most of my life, and I love that. And plus, you know, I'm 56 years old, so I'll take anything I can get. But, okay, in the workplace, we all know, men have it. They're at such a disadvantage. I can say to a woman, you look nice today, but a man, if he does that and a woman decides that she doesn't like you.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it's fraught with peril. No question. Go ahead.
Right. So then you can compliment somebody's possessions, which is also, you know, it's not fraught with peril, but, this is the best thing you can compliment someone about. There's the third thing you can compliment someone about, and that's their behavior. So imagine, even if it's a client, you're a CPA, right? The client comes in, and it's not me, because when I come in, I'm coming in with a shoebox of nonsense, you know, papers. you get Jim Blazingame to walk into your office, and then, why don't you go, you know, Jim, I really enjoy working with you. You're so efficient. You're so organized. You make my job so much easier. As long as it's a sincere, genuine compliment, and it's real, don't we all notice everybody that comes in late? They work for us. They show up 5 minutes late, 3 minutes late every morning, right? Mm-hmm. How about the person that's always prompt or always at their desk 5 minutes ahead of time? How about we notice that behavior? Gosh, you know, I can't tell you how impressed I am that every day you're at your desk, you're ready to go.
I appreciate your dependability and your commitment and your work ethic.
Right. But we rarely take the time
that's
to invest
good
in those
suggestion,
that kind of compliments.
Folks, from,
and let me just tell you something. If you're my boss, mm-hmm. trust me, when you actually start a meeting on time, hooray for you, but I'm also going to acknowledge that at the end of the meeting. You know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, you know, I start the meeting on time.
And by the way, I get that all the time. I get what you said about, you know, hey, Jim, you know, you're so organized, you're so wonderful. Right. I get that all the time, so I'm kind of used to it myself. Deborah Fine is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk. Did I hear you say you got a new book that I don't have yet?
It's been out for over a year now.
Quick
so it's
break,
old,
20 but... after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.